On today's Kids Corner, part one of the six-part hero series, Liz tries to be a superhero by rescuing stuff he thought was stolen from Granny Gecko.
Okay, come on, guys. Let's get this stuff back to Granny Gecko. Hurry, come on. We're almost out of the woods.
Those kids have our bag of stuff.
Get them!
Those guys are back and they spotted us. Now what?
Okay, let's get to Granny Gecko's house.
Okay.
Run like crazy.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
A rainy day can be no fun, especially when it's a day off from school. It's been raining in Tyrene all day long, and poor Liz has run out of things to do to keep his mind off what he'd really rather be doing, playing outside with his friends. What Liz doesn't know is that this rainy day will be the beginning of a long adventure, an adventure that will take him to a faraway city where he'll learn what it really means to be a hero in God's eyes.
Mom, there isn't anything to do.
Well, what about the new puzzle book you bought a couple of days ago?
I finished it.
Oh, well, how about organizing your baseball cards?
Done. Sorted by team, indexed and packaged in sets according to the year.
Oh, well, how about cleaning your room?
Spotless.
Liz, I think you've made history.
What?
You're the first kid who actually has nothing to do on a rainy day. Well, if it'll make you feel any better, you're not the only one stuck inside. The weather report says this is an unusually large storm system.
Well, it's good to know I'm not alone, even though I am. Maybe I'll see if there's anything on TV. Wait, where's the remote? Come on, where's the here it is, okay.
The storm continues to pound coastal cities as we can anticipate precipitation to measure up to 3, 4, 5...
Yeah, no need to be reminded that it's raining.
Shed those unwanted pounds with the flabbersizer.
Nope.
Then you fold the mixture into the pan with the cream sauce like this.
I'm not hungry.
Welcome to Stupendous Heroes Theater.
Hey, what's this?
They look like ordinary people, but they have powers beyond imagination. Powers to help the downtrodden, to right wrongs, and uphold the truth.
Gee, someone has broken into the U.S. Mint and taken the money supply for the entire country!
Not someone. There's only one person sinister enough to pull this off. Luke Lexter.
What do we do?
The only thing we can do. Call Billy Brannan.
Billy? The kid?
Billy's no ordinary kid. He'll get that money back and get Lexter in the process.
Billy Brannan. Underneath his 3'4" body and meek and mild exterior lies an awesome combination of speed, strength, and cunning.
Don't worry about it. I'm on it, Chief. I'm positive that Luke Lexter is on his way to his remote desert island hideaway. Right now, it's hero time!
Super speed carries Billy to his XL-521 rocket plane, which propels him to Luke Lexter's secret island hideaway, well ahead of the evil criminal genius.
Stop right there, Lexter! Did you really think you'd get away with this?
Oh, you're good, Billy, but not good enough for my photon ray blaster!
Huh?
Take that!
Oh, super quickness allows Billy to dodge the deadly ray and disarm Luke Lexter.
I've got you now, Lexter. Now you're going to face justice.
Billy Brannan, we are in your debt again. How can we ever repay you?
You can repay me by righting wrongs, helping the downtrodden, and upholding the truth.
Oh, wow. What a show. Hey, that's it!
Well, what's it, Liz?
Hi, Mom. There was a show about being a hero, and that's what I want to do. Help those who need it and uphold the truth.
Oh, well, that's nice, Liz.
Yeah.
But you don't have any superpowers. Unless there's something you haven't been telling your dad and me.
No, Mom, but I can still find wrongs that need to be made right and help those who need it. Oh, man, I can't wait to get started.
Oh, well, you might have your first chance very soon.
Huh? Why?
Well, because the rain seems to be letting up.
Oh.
Looks like that TV show was just the right length to get you through the storm.
All right. I'll call Lucille and Maury and tell them all about this and see if they want to help me.
You mean join forces with you, don't you?
Yeah, right, Mom.
Lucille and Maury were more than willing to join Liz outside after the storm, even though it did sound like another one of Liz's crazy schemes was about to unfold.
Hi, Liz.
Hey.
So what's all this talk about becoming a hero?
Yeah, what's that?
It was great. Fantastic. Huh? Stupendous.
What was?
Stupendous Heroes Theater.
Oh, yeah.
It's a TV show all about ordinary people who do super heroic things.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty cool.
See?
Especially the one about the ninja baseball player.
Oh, huh? Yeah.
It's amazing what that guy can do with the baseball bat.
So, a make-believe TV show has you wanting to become some kind of a, superhero?
Well, okay, the TV show might be made up, and some of the dialogue is lame, and the special effects are frankly cheesy, but the thought behind it is real. Find wrongs and make them right. I can do that. We can all do that. And, you know, there's even something I found on the way here that makes me think I'm destined to become a hero.
What? You found something that makes you think you're supposed to be a superhero?
Yes. This.
Huh?
Looks like a piece of paper. How does a piece of paper make you think you're supposed to be a hero?
Oh, well, here, read what's on it.
You're my hero.
Yep.
Huh. Where'd you get this? Who wrote it?
Well, I found it on my front porch. I don't know who wrote it. But it must be from someone who thinks I can become a hero.
Well, there's just one problem. This is Tureen.
Yeah?
And devious villains stay away from places like Tureen.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, Tureen is kind of a dull place for evil genius types to hang out.
Well, okay, so maybe we start small and work our way up. But it can't hurt to walk around to see if there is any evil lurking in Tureen, can it?
I suppose not. So where do we go first?
How about Grandpa Noli's?
Perfect!
Maury, maybe you can talk Liz out of some of this superhero stuff.
So Liz, Lucille, and Maury headed to Grandpa Anoli's house. Along the way, Liz kept Lucille and Maury on their toes.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
Hark! What's that lurking in those bushes?
Hark?
It appears to be a squirrel. But wait, maybe it's not an ordinary squirrel. Maybe it's a diabolical fiend that happens to be a master of disguise.
Ha ha ha. Go ahead and make fun. One of these times, okay. You're gonna... Wait, what's that up ahead?
Huh? I don't know. Maybe a bad, bad bunny?
Good one, Mark.
Lucille, Maury, get down behind the fence.
Liz, you're really taking this game pretty seriously.
It's not a game. Hmm? Look up there at Granny Gecko's house.
Oh, wait a minute. Liz is right.
Yeah?
There are a bunch of older kids walking around her house. One of them is looking into a window.
Yeah, and another one's standing out front like he's looking around to see if anybody's watching. I don't think he's seen us. Well, Lucille, so there's no evil in Tureen, huh?
Liz, you don't know for sure what they're up to.
Oh, please, I know what I see. They're casing the joint.
Casing the joint?
Yeah, they're looking for an opportunity to do their evil deeds.
Now they're taking some stuff from Granny Greco's porch and they're putting it in a bag.
See? Thievery!
Hey, look, they're heading into the woods. They're getting away.
Oh, not as long as I'm around.
Liz, what are you saying?
I'm saying I'm going after them.
What?
Nobody steals from Granny Gecko and gets away with it. Not as long as Lightning Liz is on the case.
Lightning Liz?
Okay, I have to work on my superhero identity a bit, but it'll work in a pinch. Come on, follow me.
Follow you?
Yeah.
You know, just call the police.
Oh, please, by the time the police get here, those guys will be long gone. It's up to us. You guys with me?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but more to keep an eye on you than to get Granny's stuff back from that gang.
All right, let's go, because now it's hero time.
Oh, Why do I have a bad feeling about this?
Because it's Liz.
Come on, they took this path into the woods.
Man, it's pretty thick in here.
Are you sure we should be doing this, Liz?
Lucille, there's no other choice. We're the only ones who saw the crime being committed.
Liz, what? Up ahead. Looks like a shed or a small house.
It's gotta be their secret hideout. Oh.
And there are those kids.
There's five of them. Only three of us were outnumbered. What do we do, Liz?
Well, we wait to see what they're going to do. Come on, listen.
Hey, you got that bag of stuff from the old lady?
Got it right here. God, that was easier than I thought it was going
to
be.
Well, you just have to know how to plan something like this.
Yeah, man.
So, what do we do now?
Well, let's stash it here and lock it up. We'll come back for it later.
Good idea. Yeah.
There. That'll keep it safe. Mm-hmm. Come on. Let's go.
Hey, wanna go down the
They're leaving. Now what, Liz?
Well, now we get Granny Gecko's stuff back.
Yeah, but it's locked in that house.
Well, there's a window on the side. Maybe I can get in through it and get the bag. You guys keep a lookout for those kids. I'll sneak up to the house.
Liz, be careful.
Oh, so this is what it's like to be a hero. This is pretty cool. Okay, let's try this window. Okay. Whew, I don't see a lock on it, but it sure is old. All right, I'll just try it again. Okay, it's loose. Excellent. Whew. All right, one more. Just a little more, and I can climb in. Oh, got it. Whew. Okay, now up and in. Ow! Ow! Ouch! Ouch! Oh, wait, do heroes say ouch when they fall into a house? Oh, that hurt. Oh, there's the bag. Okay, I got it. Now just up and out. Ah! Ouch!
Way to go, Lightning Liz.
Okay, come on, let's get out of here. Hurry.
Okay, come on, guys. Let's get this stuff back to Granny Gecko. Okay. Hurry, come on. We're almost out of the woods.
Hey, come on. Those kids have our bag of stuff.
Get them.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What?
Those guys are back and they spotted us. Now what?
Okay, let's get to Granny Gecko's house.
Okay.
Run. Run like crazy.
Looking for a better way to grow closer to God every day? The new Kids Corner Bible Devotions app makes faith part of your family's daily routine. With short Bible readings, simple prayers, and fun challenges,
these are your weekly devotional activities.
You can discover the joy of spending time with God. Kids Corner characters like Casey.
Hi, my name is Casey.
And Milo.
Hiya, I'm Milo.
Guide you along the way. Kids, explore at your own pace or follow the devotions and prayers step by step. As you complete activities, you'll earn rewards to make your own digital space special.
You did a lot today. Look at all those seeds you earned.
And come back to find out what's new each week.
This is this week's devotion comment.
Parents, you can follow along, walk alongside your kids, and help talk about what they're learning at home. Build habits of devotion and prayer that last a lifetime.
Let me show you around to help you get started.
Download the Kids Corner Devotions app today from the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store.
No.
What?
Those guys are back and they spotted us. Now what?
Okay, let's get to Granny Gecko's house.
Okay.
Run!
Okay.
Run like crazy! Okay.
There's Granny Gecko.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Granny, help, Granny, they're after us.
Now, what in the world,
Liz,
Lucille, Maury, now what is going on here, kids?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it,
Granny. Oh, man, you
can't slow it down now. Let me just set my groceries down
here. Okay, hurry up.
My goodness, I step away for a couple of minutes to just pick up a few things, and the whole neighborhood's going crazy.
But, Granny,
Now, Liz. Calm down and just tell me what is going on.
Well, I'm trying.
What do you have in that there bag?
Hey, those kids stole our stuff.
Stole your stuff.
Granny Gecko, you gave
you
that stuff.
You got some of that stuff.
Come on, you took the stuff off Granny Gecko's porch.
Yeah, that's right, evildoers. Justice will prevail.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Phil. Hello, Johnny, Mike, Greg. What? Jimmy?
Oh, wait, you know those guys?
I don't get it.
I sure do, Liz. These boys were nice enough to take some of my old pots and pans, and I gave them to them. They took them off my hands to use in their little clubhouse in the woods. Did you boys find them where I left them on the porch?
Yes, we did, Granny Gecko.
Right there.
That is until these three little thieves broke into our clubhouse and stole them from us.
What? Say what now?
Well, we saw them looking around your house.
Well, we just wanted to let Granny Gecko know that we were here if she was home.
And we saw them put something in this sack.
Because they're rightfully ours. Right.
Oh, I think there's been a really big mistake here. And we're very, very sorry.
I guess this bag belongs to you, guys. I'm really sorry about this.
Oh, Liz, well now, wherever did you get such thoughts? You know, you must have been watching one too many TV shows.
This is so embarrassing. I'm going home right now.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I guess y'all better be getting home.
Yeah.
Because it looks like that rain is about to start again. Now, Liz, just go on and be careful about letting that imagination of yours get the best of you.
Yeah, I guess. I think I'm gonna head over to Grandpa Noli's house for a little while.
Bye-bye, Liz.
Come on in.
Hi, Grandpa.
Oh, hello, Liz. Well, now, you're looking lower than a snake's belly in a drainage ditch. What's the trouble?
Well, see, I...
Here, let me turn this radio down. Just listen to the news. There we go. Terrible storm brewing to the south of us. Now, what's the problem?
Well, it's just that... Oh, no, not another one.
Liz, are you all right?
Come on.
Another what?
Another note. This one's in my jacket pocket. This is the second one.
Who's sending you notes?
I don't know. This one says the same thing the first one said. You're my hero.
Hero?
Some hero I am. I just don't get it, Grandpa.
Get what, Liz?
Ever since I watched Stupendous Heroes Theater, I've been thinking of doing heroic things to help others.
Oh.
I thought for sure I was doing something great for Granny Gecko, and I just ended up embarrassing Lucille, Lori, and myself. I'm starting to think that God doesn't have any use for me.
Well, I can tell you that's not true at all.
Oh, come on, how can you be so sure?
Well, I'm sure that God can use you because of a Bible verse I know.
No.
Could you get my Bible from the bookshelf there? And while you're at it, hand me my reading glasses.
Yeah. Okay, here you go, Grandpa.
Thank you.
So what Bible verse could possibly help me after today?
This one right here. Jeremiah 29:11. Why don't you read it out loud for me?
All right. 9:11. Mm-hmm. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Mm-hmm. Plans to give you hope and a future.
A future. There you go, Liz. Now, God has a plan for every life. He has a plan for you.
Well, then why can't I figure out what God's plan is? Well,
that verse doesn't say that it necessarily happens all at once, Liz.
Oh.
Sometimes it takes time.
It just doesn't seem fair. I want to do something big for God now. Why do I have to wait?
Ah, the impetuous nature of youth.
What?
Liz, what I was saying is, wait just a second.
Wait, impetuous nature of youth means wait just a second?
Oh, no. I mean, there's a news bulletin coming over the radio. Here, let me turn it up here.
This is Rita Jennings live from Cayman City, which has just been devastated by a Category 5 storm. Heavy rains and high winds have cut off power to the city. Many buildings are destroyed, and major flooding has trapped thousands of residents in their homes.
Oh, wow.
My, that's horrible.
With me is meteorologist Ray Whiptail. Ray, why was there no warning given to the residents of Cayman City about the approaching storm?
Rita, this was a fast-developing storm that seemed to come out of nowhere. By the time our radar receivers picked up the storm, it was already striking parts of the city. There was simply just no time.
Thank you, Ray. Earlier, we were with Mayor Richard Terrapine as he toured the most damaged portions of the city. The mayor and news crews had to travel by boat due to the extensive flooding throughout the city. Here's the mayor.
I've never seen anything quite like the devastation that's before me in Cayman City. Oh, the water. I've never seen so much water surging to the rooftops of homes as far as the eye can see. Oh, it's a terrible sight. citizens trapped in their homes. This is the worst thing I've ever witnessed. We're going to need lots of help. I can't. I just can't continue. I'm sorry, folks.
The Reptile Relief Organization has set up a command center here in Cayman City. They're looking for volunteers and donations to help the residents of this battered city. You can call a toll-free number or visit Reptile Relief's website.
Oh, my. That's just awful.
Oh, those poor lizards. Somebody's got to help them. Wait, I've got to help them. Thanks for the Bible verse, Grandpa. I got to go.
Liz, what do you got going on in that head of yours?
Bye, Grandpa.
Liz, don't be
go.
Doing anything. Don't be doing anything without the Lord's help.
I will never leap up a tall building, and I will never fly. I'm pretty certain I can't outrun a bullet, no need to even try. If I forget about me and listen for God's call, I can respond leaning hard on God's power. I give that job my all. God's kind of hero knows the real source of his power. God's kind of hero knows the one who can do it all. When I feel like there's nothing that I can do, that's just where he wants me to be. I will trust in God who can do all things. That's God's kind of hero. Shoot webs from my fingers or crawl upon a wall. I rather doubt that I can round up some villains. I'm really much too small. But when there's no other one and it's me God wants to send, it's just God and me that's a majority. On that I can be. God's kind of hero knows the real source of his power. God's kind of hero knows the one who can do it all. When I feel like there's nothing that I can do, that's just where he wants me to be. I will trust in God who can do all things. That's God's kind. There's a world of people in peril never seen God's grace. He's calling those with heroic hearts to spread the good news of God's love and to seek to do what's right. God's kind of hero knows the real source of his power. God's kind of hero knows the one who can do it all. When I feel like there's nothing that I can do, that's just where he wants me to be. I will trust in God who can do all things. That's God's kind. God's kind of hero.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends. Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun!
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you, Grandpa.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Jim Jordan. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.